Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As we work our way through spring, many small grains are maturing fast and nearing harvest windows. Are you ready to make the most out of these forage options? Producers seeking hay should consider the animal being fed and feeding method before harvesting. For young growing cattle, small grain hay should be cut at the boot stage or as soon as possible following heading to ensure higher protein and energy contents. Mature cow owners and feedlot managers may consider delaying their forage harvest until the hard dough development stage to increase forage quantity, since these cattle can utilize lower quality forages better than younger animals. Small grains with awns, like rye, triticale, and wheat, can be a concern at later maturities. Grinding the hay, feeding in a ration with additional moisture, or using awnless varieties can reduce this risk. No matter when you harvest, cutting later will mean higher yields. Nebraska studies have shown that an 8-ton per acre increase occurred between harvest at boot stage and soft dough on irrigated fields. The trade-off for delaying forage harvest was an 8% drop in crude protein content. Another concern for silage harvesters is proper moisture when packing. A statewide study looking at 17 Nebraska producers found that the biggest loss in small grain silage quality was packing too wet, despite almost all producers having wilted the crop before packing. Silage packed too wet had almost 3 times the energy loss than that packed at proper moisture contents. Shoot for 70 to 72% moisture when packing small grain silages. Study survey data showed that producers who harvested at boot, heading, or pollination stage and wilted for 16 to 24 hours appeared to be more likely to achieve target moisture levels. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.